You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We are coming back to Atlanta. Right now. Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
1, 2, 3, 4.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello! 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
Hello, it's the 15-Minute Morning Show. I don't know why I have been tasked to host this, because I got nothing.
You got anointed.
But,
you got
yes,
anointed.
I was anointed. Garrett is here.
Hello.
Danielle.
Hello.
Scary.
Yeah.
Scotty in the other studio.
Hi.
Are you acting like a little brat about everything?
No.
And Elvis and Nate had to go handle some business, so it's just the five of us.
I have a question.
Yes.
I want to know if I'm the only person on the planet that does this.
Probably.
Yes.
So when I'm driving in my car, if there are those little black rubber hoses going across the road, the traffic surveys, I will purposely go that way because I want to get those numbers up.
I don't even know what you're talking
about. Really?
What's a traffic survey? What are the black things? What are you talking about?
You know, okay. You know when old schooly, when you used to go to a gas station, you'd run over the little hose and it would go ding, ding, and the guys would come out?
Okay.
Well, okay. I mean, when you're driving your car, like on a street, they do traffic surveys. You might even, there's a box chained up to a pole and two rubber black hoses coming off.
You don't notice it, yeah.
Across the road.
Okay.
And when you go over it, if you didn't know, it counts the number of cars that goes over it. It's a traffic survey so they could see how many vehicles are going in that particular roadway.
I didn't know that's what that was for.
That's what that is. So I'll purposely go that way so I can make the numbers go up.
If it's at a red light.
Good for you.
Do you go forward, go back, go forward, go back, go forward, go back?
Only if nobody's behind me.
See?
Do you ever really know that? I'll do that.
Yeah. I've taught you a lot of things today.
Two things I learned from Scotty.
Yeah, traffic surveys and tissues.
Look, these beige tissues mean that the box is running out. I didn't know that. Only he said with industrial brand tissue.
Yeah, no, Kleenex Professional. That's what.
So those are technically a white. Those are white
these
tissues.
Are white. Yeah, hold up yours, Scotty.
Yeah, mine are white.
And then when you get to the last ten are beige.
Yeah, see his in there. Okay. Those are white, and then these ones are beige because it's running out.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Why are those professional? Like, are they?
That's what I said.
Better quality.
No. They're just ones that are ordered in bulk from like office supply places. You see them in your doctor's offices or in office buildings or you know whatever.
But like for my home, I would like the same courtesy.
Yeah,
I would like to know when I'm out.
Yeah,
because I had a like crazy cold or something last week, and I went through an entire box of tissues, 124 in a day.
Hey,
see?
And I would have liked to know.
You want to know how you can do that? Steal them from work.
No, no, I steal other things. We all do. So, Scotty, you got any more?
That's all I got.
That's all you got.
Yeah,
that was good.
Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Scare?
But I bet there's one other person that's like, yeah, I love running over those things.
Yeah, totally. Oh, Deanna.
I have something to say about that. My boyfriend used to install those.
Wait, hold on. You got to say that again. Say yeah. What? What's that again?
Dennis, my boyfriend, used to install those traffic things. He worked for a traffic surveying company for like years during college.
That's so cool.
Yeah, and he like, the point is so you see where high traffic areas are so businesses can build like quick checks or like gas stations and stuff. And he sometimes would sit outside of them and like beep, 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 and count cars too, as well as like have them go over the things.
I want to do that.
Get in touch with him. He probably still has the contacts.
I love that.
He has a side job.
Is that going to be your part-time job, that and Instacart?
That's going to be my full-time job.
Do you ever do you ever try and get into the camera lens when the Google truck comes down the block?
Yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
How do you know when the Google truck is coming?
It says Google on it.
You can see it. It's very obvious.
It's a big thing on the top of the truck. And you're like, oh my God, they're taking new satellite photos, new pictures.
You stand in front like, hey!
My father was inadvertently on it. Yes, he was talking to my neighbor. So when you Google my address in Brooklyn, at least in the last version, my dad is there like this, talking to my neighbor. I'm like, oh my God, there's my father outside of the house.
Yeah, when you see mine, there's a Z100 truck in the driveway, busted.
Oh, whoops. See,
you're fixing it.
A lot of people get excited because someone who departed, who isn't here anymore, is in that Google Maps shot. And they're like, there's my dad standing on the thing. My dad's not here anymore. Yeah. So when they get rid of it and they do a new one.
How dare they? Yeah. They need to consult with people. Right.
Don't they like drive around in like little Beetle cars or are they like trucks?
They're usually little cars of some sort.
Yeah.
So how many minutes do we have left, Scotty?
10.
Damn.
Oh man.
Yeah. What do we do to fill 10 minutes up?
I'll just read all the random text messages I'm getting from people to try and bait me into spending money or something.
No, I feel like we've done that so many times.
Did we do that on the podcast?
Yeah. Oh.
I got another one.
Oh.
That's okay. No, someone randomly texted me, "Hi, how are you doing? Didn't you promise to come to my house for dinner last time? Do you have time tomorrow?" Who is this person?
Yeah, it's a spam. It's a bot.
My son got that last night from one of his friends that said, "Hey, it's whatever the girl's name is. I need help getting back into this account. Can you help me out?"
Oh no!
So right away he was like, "Delete." He learned because he unfortunately got one of his accounts broken into last time he did this, so now he knows better. But it's so crazy, man, what they'll do. They'll do anything.
I hate it. I don't, because I get random texts like this all the time. The one, I thought it was like very specifically for me.
Yeah.
Because it was like, oh, are we doing dinner tonight? Shall I make curry? I'm like, oh, yes, that sounds great. You hear Scotty laughing in there?
Like, how do they know you that you're South Indian?
Well, what I found out was that they sent that to a lot of people because Elvis got one about curry too.
It's a blanket text message.
Yeah.
So they're just trying to fish to see who might actually fit the description and pick it up.
Yeah, because maybe you like curry or maybe you hate curry. Like Scotty hates curry. He's trying to pawn his curry off on anyone.
I'm not a fan.
He's not a fan.
Why?
I just don't like the taste.
All right.
He hasn't tried all of it. He doesn't like one of them.
Yeah. Is it one of those things you tried it once and you're like never
again?
No,
I've tried curry in a hurry a bunch of times. I just don't like the flavor. No offense, I just don't like it.
Find it offensive.
Do you like some Indian food?
Stuff without curry on it.
Okay. There's lots of stuff without.
I mean, there are a lot of like I don't like, like I hate rosemary. I hate her so much. Like,
why do you hate rosemary?
I just don't like her.
I don't like cinnamon. We all have our things.
That's fine. I don't like thyme. I don't like those growy spices.
Those growy spices.
I like it all. Put it all in there. Paprika and cumin.
Oh, paprika. And,
yeah. Thyme.
For sure. He's really hard to feed, though.
That's not true.
No, it is very true.
Yeah, you're very picky.
We went to 4 different places in Jersey City trying to find you breakfast one day.
Because it was just that specific morning. I wanted an egg white omelet, and you took me to 4 places that didn't have that.
You didn't say you wanted the egg white omelet until the 3rd place. And then you were like, fuck it. I just want an egg white omelet. Can I get one somewhere? Went to 4 places.
Guys, you just need a California Pizza Kitchen, and it'll make Scotty very happy.
You know.
I love California.
He wants a diner.
Yeah, they're set. You know, people make fun of me all the time. I love their salmon.
Oh, really?
It's spectacular.
I like their barbecue chicken salad.
Yeah, the cedar plank salmon is great there.
They had a mushroom pasta. I cannot remember exactly what it was called, but it was like 4 different mushrooms. It was so good.
And their chicken dumplings. Oh, those are good. We're not talking about the pizza at all. Have you noticed
that? I feel like this is how our commercial breaks go all the time, though. Someone mentioned food, and we're like, but what about this food?
You know, I've never gotten pizza at California Pizza Kitchen, ever.
Really? Yeah. Their Hawaiian pie is really
never.
Good.
But how many people go, you go to a pizzeria and you get the salmon?
Everyone says that to me.
Screw those people.
Scary. This is what I want Scary to do. You haven't watched a single thing of Ted Lasso, all right?
No,
not a
I've
single
not
episode.
Seen it one, not no, one no, no, episode no. of
Let's
Ted Lasso.
Just watch the last episode.
No!
And then make your full judgment on it. just
watch. I don't think he would appreciate it.
No, but still, at least we can get his perspective on one episode, because people that watch like just a few, they totally don't get the show and they're like, this is stupid.
I love it so much.
It's such a good show. I really tried to resist it for a long time just because everyone was talking about how good it was. Not, and then my sister was like, you got to watch it. It's like a little after school special every episode.
Yeah, and it's not about soccer, Skeery. That's why I didn't watch it at first. I'm like, I don't want to watch a show about soccer, but it's not.
Hey, oh, I thought it was. I thought it was about soccer.
Yes, or football. Football is life.
Yes, it is.
Am I the only one here that rarely gets into any TV series? I don't watch a damn bit of television.
No, I don't. I don't really. I just happen to really like Ted Lasso.
No, but like you guys.
And Acapulco.
Danielle, Gandhi, like Elvis, Nate, Froggy, even Garrett. Everybody gets in on and even Sam. They get on all these episodes and all these series on Amazon Prime and Hulu and Netflix.
But what do you, let me ask you a question. At night when you get home.
Rot.
From a long day, like there's nothing like unwinding with a glass of wine on the couch with a blanket with your other half, or maybe just by yourself, and just relax and unwind. You don't, even with a book or with a television show, you don't do
that. I'm scrolling until Instagram falls asleep.
You're like a teenager.
Yeah,
teenager you are.
What is your screen time like?
Oh, you want to? Can we all check our screen times right now? I bet maybe mine will be. I don't know. How do you find it? Let's see. Settings. This could be very frightening and very telling of the kind of person I am. Where is it? Settings.
Just type in screen time.
I bet you it's at least 18 hours a day.
Oh my God.
That would be crazy.
Please don't say that.
What's yours,
okay,
guys?
So
but that means he sleeps for eight, so.
Screen time.
Mine Lucky is 6 him. Hours and 35 minutes.
Where do you
From
find
today?
It? Where do you find
Just
it?
Just type in screen time down at the little search bar and it'll pull it up. It's in your settings, though.
Screen time. Okay, screen. One word, time?
2:15.
4 hours.
There you go.
Screen time.
That's the average.
Danielle's
daily average.
Yeah, four. I'm at 6:35.
I can't even find it.
Give me your phone. Do you trust
See, now, let me ask you a question. When Audible is playing, does that count as screen time?
Yes.
So you said that's because...
But it's because you're on your phone.
Right. So I have Audible sometimes like 3-4 hours a day because I'm listening to a book.
Oh, wait. This is just for this week. How do I go back? Because this is suspicious. See all activity. Screen time. Oh, it gives me exactly how much you use when.
Mine won't load. That sucks.
Screen time.
Scary says... Oh. He's lower than both of us.
No way.
It says 3 hours and 3 minutes.
There's Is that today, though?
That's what
Let
it
me
says.
See.
Is that just today?
No, it said his average, his daily average.
That can't be right.
That's what it says.
Credit to Skeery, then.
Mine says 5 hours and 13 minutes daily average.
Yeah, there's no way Skeery's on there less than us.
There's no way.
Oh, here's my most used apps in order. Instagram,
TikTok.
Followed by iMessage, followed by Mail, followed by TikTok, Google Maps, Photos, and Safari.
I just want to know how yours is lower than all of ours when I know, like, even just during the show, you're on the phone more than the rest of us.
Yeah, I have no idea.
This is fascinating.
So it says, it says total screen time 16 hours and 32 minutes.
When, today?
Was that yesterday?
No,
not
that's...
Not today.
We haven't even been awake that
no.
long.
No, I don't know. But no, I do... I am on my phone quite a bit.
Like, why don't you try putting it down? Because, like, I'll plug it in and put it in the kitchen at night. Like, you know, go and watch TV, get a glass, read a book, and just try something different, see how you feel.
Hold on.
See if you sleep better.
I find myself going from texting to TikTok to Instagram to Twitter to email, back to texting to TikTok to Instagram. It's like a hellish cycle. Because, by the way, every time you go to the next app, there's DMs coming to your previous app.
So you have your notifications on?
No, it's off. But you just check for new activity. I don't know.
Do you worry you're going to miss something?
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
Are you the person at the movies that'll turn your light down real low and check text messages during a movie?
Not during a movie.
Oh.
But he doesn't go to the movies.
I don't go to the movies.
Oh. What was the last movie you saw in a theater?
Jurassic Park.
It was Air.
Oh, okay. That's because Garrett invited us.
Before that, couldn't tell you. It was before the pandemic.
By the way, I'm noticing that the screen times are slightly skewed because it has Waze as my most used app.
Yeah.
And that's 2 hours at least a day for me. So
that's what I'm saying. Audible is my most used app.
Yeah.
And I can listen to a book for 4 hours straight. And like, I'm not looking at the phone, but I'm listening to Audible.
All right. So there's three shows I have to watch. What are they? Is it Succession? Is it Ted Lasso? What is it? What are the three important ones
right now? Those two.
Over the span of life or just like current?
In the last 3 years.
Yeah, you should really get into the Jeffersons.
Start with those. It's still a lot.
Dead serious too.
Wait, what's the one with the crazy family that owns the motel? They come from
Schitt's Creek.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah. You would like Schitt's Creek.
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
I do like, no, I have watched the one about the hotel, the Italian hotel.
White Lotus.
White Lotus. Oh. A few episodes I've seen of that. I kind of like it. But the thing is, I don't get addicted to it where I have to watch them all. I just see random episodes and I'm cool with it.
When you watch a show, do you actually watch it though? Or are you on your phone like half
no,
the time?
No, I watch it.
Yeah.
Like I watched Anna Delvey. I watched that.
Becoming Anna.
Becoming Anna. Yeah.
Wait.
Inventing Anna.
What was the last like series that you loved? Like 90210 or Felicity?
It was probably Inventing Anna that he watched.
Probably that one.
Yeah. What? Dawson's Creek?
No, Inventing Anna.
I remember he finished watching Inventing Anna and he came in and it was like he was telling people like for the first time, even though it was about 6 months later, he was like, guys, you have to, and we already talked about it, wow. But that was the first time I really saw him passionate about it.
He was doing the voice for a couple days. Yeah. He was walking around.
Wait. You watched the Joe Exotic, right? The Tiger King?
No, I didn't see it.
You never saw Tiger King?
No, I mean, I know about it.
I never saw that either.
What?
I thought it was dumb.
Scotty. No, I feel like you would really enjoy it.
Yes. You
it's
of all
just
people.
Weird enough for you.
He's doing a podcast too, but he's in jail. Anna Delvey's doing hers on house arrest. Joe Exotic's doing his podcast in jail. And they're getting paid.
Yeah, during the pandemic, you guys were watching all those shows? I'm like, I didn't see shit. Is that crazy?
What did you do during the pandemic?
Not a whole
he
lot.
Worked.
I did scrolling.
Okay.
I'm scrolling.
Fascinating.
It's weird. I don't know.
All right, so watch the last episode of Ted Lasso and then full review just based off of the last episode. He's not going to watch the whole season.
He should.
It's so good.
He's got to watch 3 seasons.
All right. How much time do we have now, Scotty?
I think we're done.
No, we still have another 53 seconds.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. Repeat that.
Scary.
Repeat that one more time.
What happened?
How long did you turn the lights off?
Oh, now we have 42 seconds.
42 seconds
left.
Okay. Anyone have a closing thought?
No.
Closing thought? Deanna?
Yeah.
No thoughts, but I relate to you, Scary. I don't watch TV a lot. I'm a big reader, though.
Yeah.
I read a lot.
Oh, yeah. Deanna reads a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't do that either. Man, I'm just as good for nothing.
No, you're good for something.
You're doing what you like. That's okay.
Yeah. I'm loving life.
Robbie, I heard we're getting new balloons.
Yeah, today.
Oh, very excited.
Turn around because these balloons will be gone. Well, they're mostly gone.
They're in the hallway.
And they're ready for action, the new ones.
I can't wait to see. They're supposed to be like the color scheme of the room.
Can't wait.
Tomorrow. Danielle, you have the best, like your seat, the way the balloons get set up, you have the best view ever.
I know, it's awesome.
And then his view is really good, and I think mine's the worst.
No, my view is the worst. I look at Skiri's ass.
You should put something in there.
I definitely need something for my wall.
You need Elvis said to put up shelving.
I'm going. You know what? The cereal shelves are going back. I don't care.
Yes.
Who's going to say something?
Stand the man.
Yeah.
You know, the moment you put them up, someone's going to say something.
No. Remember when we were all moving in, everyone was so panicked, and I said, guys, give it like a month, two months. Fine. I've been through this before. They're not going to care.
Yeah, they were like, you can't even put a picture on your desk. Remember?
Have you seen our desk?
Yeah. Have you seen my studio?
Yeah.
Guys, sorry. Say so loud. They're
not coming. All right.
Yeah, now we're over. We can go.
Okay.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You can't fully understand the moment we're living in without knowing where we've been. On every episode of NPR's Throughline, we take a story from the news and go back in time to where it started, where it really started. To answer one important question, how did we get here? Find NPR's Throughline on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.